What is the favourite lyric that you've written?
Caught me totally by surprise on that one.
Is that what it's called? Do you caught me totally by surprise?
No. Yeah, I could have been, actually. I could have bluffed that, couldn't I? Just seen where it went. I think, actually, with Tinkerbell, funnily enough, the last line...
I've
forgotten. Because there's a weird story.
Like Jimmy Finds.
Like Jimmy Finds, It's a Wonderful Life. So we talked about Tinkerbell, and the Jimmy obviously is Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life. So I was really, really chuffed with that. And then Tom said, that is a fantastic pop culture reference. And I thought, that's really good. I thought, but it's a pop culture reference from, what, 1950-something? That's how bang up to date I am with stuff.
I really like pop culture references in songs and things. So I always try and figure out a way of fitting it in. But I'm like, if you have to force it, there's no point doing it. So it's kind of nice that you accidentally did that.
Yeah, I think probably there's a guy called Brian Fallon from a band called The Gaslight Anthem. I don't know how many sort of listeners have heard of him. And he drops stuff in, doesn't he? They're like, almost like Easter eggs in there. And it's brilliant. And it would sound really false if you tried to do
it. Well, then you've got Bare Naked Ladies, whose whole first album is a big pop culture reference.
Absolutely. So that's the lyric I'm proud of. Because, hey, look at me, I bang up to date 1950, whatever that was. It's a Wonderful Life.
What are the future plans? So with this EP, you're obviously promoting it at the moment. Yeah. Are you doing any festivals during the summer?
Nothing live this year.
Yeah.
It's hard getting stuff together. It's a bit cat herding just to get people in the studio. But I think to get these songs out live, we'd need another four people. Jack could do it. That's no problem there. But it's getting everybody in the right place at the right time. So I think live appearances, maybe next year.
Yeah. Also, gigs are hard to get.
And I think if I'm brutally honest about it, not so much yourself, I've kind of done all that pub slog to try and get recognised, and that was sort of our band in the 80s and 90s, and it's not something I necessarily want to repeat. I'd rather do the studio stuff and then just be really fairly selective about what we do. But we need to get people on board, because I think it would take six of us to put the songs out there in the way that we want them put out there. So maybe next year we'll send you an invite.
Thank you. So it's been lovely to have you in the studio. Just another quick shout out for the social media. If you go at The Round Window, there is only one The Round Window, so you will find them over everything. The EP is called The Round Window EP. There's five tracks on there. You've got Running Towards the Light, Bridges, Tinkerbell, which we've been playing on Phoenix FM, The Distance, and Back Where You Belong. And it's brilliant. That's Thomas and Rich Locke, father and son.
Yeah, he is.
Or adopted.
Oh no, live on air as well.
How could you?
Father!
Why have you done this?
You could better write some lyrics to that.
I quit the van. I'm leaving.